Blog Talk Radio.
Humilise Tan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God with proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test us in and see which one is worthy of the great prize that he wants to give all of us for doing right. As a reward for doing right. And he don't want to punish us. He have created us and they have given us guidance. They have given us instructions, instructors. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, is his instructor. He's his warner. He came with an instruction and a warning to the human family. So we are living in that day of this time of this warning. So we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. He brought the final revelation. There's no book coming after this book. And this book is called Al-Quran, meaning the book. The book that Allah has sent last out of all the other books to give us a guidance, give us understanding, and also as a warning to the human family. So we here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station, coming out of California under the hands of guidance of Hameen Muhammad, who is sponsored by the Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. And he's also working on the Do For Self. And we're also working with Recreation Radio. So we're here tonight. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, and my wife is Daya Akbar. We are co-host worker here on this Bob Talk radio station, Message of Concern. Also, we have Brother Suja Muhammad and his wife, Quran Muhammad. And we're here tonight to share this information with you. There's only one God. That's what this show about. Remove all racial image from worship. So we're going to open with a prayer called El Pata, meaning to open. We're going to open this talk and we'll talk about the message of concern, how this image has messed us up, have caused us to trip up and fall, have caused people to die and lose their life from the evil coming from that line that God got a son. So that's what we're here about tonight. We're here to bring that message to you. You want any other message, we invite you to come to the masjid and come to hear the imams all across this country who are teaching about Prophet Muhammad and what's going on in the world and what we can do to fix it. So we'd like to open up with this prayer called Al-Fatiha. First, we will say it in the Arabic language. Then we will come back to say it in the English translation. Humalay shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Godly my do be obey him while adoring. I mean, you seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet all, everyone, brothers and sisters, and the best of the greeting of peace that Allah has given us to greet each other. And that is still the best greeting in the world. Whenever a prophet or messenger was sent to the people, they all greeted those people in peace. And we need the peace. So we're going to greet you in that same greeting, maybe the same way they did. As-salamu alaykum simply means may God, may Allah peace be, and blessing be upon you. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, calling people back from the images caused us to be divided, have caused us to be separated from each other, have caused many problems throughout the world. You know, one of the sisters said something about do for sale. And she was she was giving the meaning what had happened when we said do for sale. What had happened, it had made people do for themselves but not care for anybody else, because we should be doing for ourselves and working with each other and supporting each other. And that's something that we're so far away from. It's a shame. We are far, far away from working and sharing. And we know we still come from that image. That image is still sharing in a part of our separation. We realize that. And that's why it got to go. I think the people that get angry the most among our people, when you tell them they ain't no white people, that's the light-skinned people. They get mad about that. Huh? And when we tell, you know, some people, you tell them, Allah say they ain't made no black people, and they're not black. They're dark. They're not black. They have black. They're Caucasian black. But they not them colors. But they still got that name, we black people. God ain't never called us no black people. God said he made us the human from the human family. We're all of the children of Adam. So that's what we have to relate to the people, that we all come from Adam. And God has broken down the best one of us, and the body we in is the one who obey Allah the best. The one who do respect, the one who gave them their life. We said there's no one but Allah. Allah is the maker and author, and he is the one who created us to test us. And we were dead before we were alive. Now we're dead and we're going to leave this world, and we don't know where we're going. Allah knows. And Allah said he's going to raise us up by our very fingerprint. That's what we should be telling the people. Nothing is to say that what we have is nothing. But we share what we have. That image got to be removed. There's been a lie told on a good man named Jesus. And no, we got to give Jesus his proper name to the people, because everybody know him as Jesus. So you got to steady change the language to get them to say Esau, or get them to say the Moses' proper name in the Arabic language. We had to work on that, and it's like we had to be worked on. We had to be told that the Jesus' real name is there's no J in the religion. And Jesus, it wasn't his real name. We got to tell people that. But they don't know, because this world, even from the time they born until the time they get in high school and college, it's them fed them Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So we had to appeal to them, explain that to them, and then maybe Allah will change their heart. Allah says, If he not going to change our condition until we change what's in our hearts, what's bothering our hearts. So that's what we should be working on, our people. And the Prophet Muhammad did. The Prophet Muhammad got out and got down with the people. And the people that are talking about, they love Prophet Muhammad. But they ain't going to step one foot out the door until nobody by proxy, not going to pass out a flyer. I'm not going to try to give them something they can with some rational sense on it that they can read about Jesus, about all the lies they done put with Jesus. But I see the problem. I see the effect of that image every time I go in the store. Every time I go out in the street, I see the effect of that image. How you can go into a store and buy something, and if a Caucasian or a group of Caucasian, a female or male Caucasian, young or old, in line, that cashier who may be an African American will try to treat that Caucasian a lot better than you. When that Caucasian come up, that person act like the sun, that the light had been cut on. They talk to so nice, that Caucasian. But when you walk up there, you don't get hard a smile or a nice courtesy or thank you. Sometimes you get none of that. Not all of the cashiers are like that, but too many of them like that. And the one that's real dog, though, they worse at it. They worse at it. So we know it comes from that image. It comes from the fear of that image. So we here tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station talking about remove all racial image from worship. That's what this show is about. It's about speaking to the conscience of the problem and the solution to that problem of removing all racial image worship. That's what this show is about. That's why this came on, Brother Hameen put this on, to talk about removing the image, not trying to teach the people about Islam, but teach them what caused us to be in Islam is the truth. And one of the truths that image been raised up as God and has caused all these problems, all this killing and all these, this found a young girl hanging, a hunger young girl in her yard. The things have changed a whole lot. The police still mistreating us. The courts are still mistreating us. We still number one behind bars because of that lie that's been told on God. So let me see. I see somebody else. I'm raised their hand in the queue, and I'm going to bring the one who has raised their hand in the queue. Brother Sujah Muhammad, look like his number. I'm going to bring him up and let him begin to share in this information about the image, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I see your hand up, so I'm going to recognize your hand and let you come on and start sharing on this important this important day of calling people messages of concern. So you got it.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there is only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, all these men was God's servant. Praise be to Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is the last and the seal of the prophets. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I'd like to read a little bit for something from the Quran. Surah 39, starting at ayat 32. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. with Allah's name, the merciful Redeemer, the most merciful. Who then doeth more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and reject the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abode for blasphemers? And he who brings the truth and he who confirms and supports it, search on the men who do right. They shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do good, so that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done. Is not Allah enough for his servant? But they try to frighten thee with other gods beside him. For such as he leaves to stray, there can be no God. And such as Allah doeth God, there can be none to lead astray. Is not Allah exalted in power, able to enforce his will, Lord of retribution? If indeed thou ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they would be sure to say Allah. Say, see ye then the thing that you invoke besides Allah? Can they, if Allah wills some penalty for me, remove his penalty? If he wills some grace for me, can they keep it back? Can they keep back his grace? Say, sufficient is Allah for me. In him trust those who put their trust. Say, oh, my people, do whatever you can. I will do my part. But soon will you know who it is to whom come a penalty of ignominy and on whom descends a penalty that abides. Verily, we have revealed the book to thee in truth for instructing mankind. He then that received guidance benefit his own soul, but he that strays injured his own soul. Nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affairs. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. I'd like to read a little more. Whatever it be wherein ye differ, the decision thereof is with Allah. Search is Allah, my Lord. In him I trust, and to him I turn. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you pairs from among yourselves, and pairs among cowards. By this means does he multiply you. There is nothing whatever lacking unto him, and he is the one that hears and sees all things. That's interesting right there. Also, Allah said he made from among yourselves, he made pairs. And we know what pairs are, you know. You have a right and a left. You know. Paths are not the same. In other words, two men is not a pair. Or two women is not a pair. Right here, Allah is saying that he didn't create two men or two women for us. So he made for you paths from among yourselves. And he said, by this means does he multiply you. He can't multiply you if you're not a pair. If you're not two pairs, Allah is saying right here. There can't be no multiplication. There can be no addition. He said by the means of the pairs that he created, he multiplies you. So we see Satan then added something to the scripture. Satan then added something to the scripture. And they trying to push it and justify it. Some of them go so far as even saying that God is the one that created homosexuals. Well, if he created homosexuals, then they should be able to multiply. They should be able to have children. As he contradicting himself. God said he created us in pairs so we can multiply. So that's been added to scripture by Satan. Thank Allah. Praise be to Allah for the Holy Quran. And there is nothing whatever lack unto him. And he is the one that hears and sees all things. To him belongs the key of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges and restricts the substance to whom he will, for he knows full well all things. The same religion has he established for you as that which he enjoined on Noah, that which we have sent by inspiration to thee, and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Namely, that ye should remain steadfast in religion and make no division therein. To those who worship other things than Allah, hard is the way to which thou callest them. Allah chooses to himself whom he pleases and guide to himself those who turn to him. And they became divided only after knowledge reached them through selfish envy as between themselves. Had it not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, tending to a tongue appointed, the matter would have been settled between them. But truly those who have inherited the book after them are in suspicious, disquieting doubt concerning it. Now then, for that reason, call them to the faith and stand steadfast as thou art commanded. Not follow thou their vain desires, but say, I believe in the book which the law has sent down. And I am commanded to judge justly between you. Now they say that you can't judge. Allah says, and I am commanded to judge justly between you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us, the responsibility for our deeds, and for you, for your deeds. There is no contention between us and you. Allah will bring us together, and to him is our final goal. But those who dispute concerning Allah, after he has been accepted, few is their dispute in the sight of their Lord. On them is wrath, and for them will be a penalty terrible. It is Allah who has sent down the book in truth and the balance by which to weight conduct. And what would make thee realize that perhaps the hour is close at hand? Only those who wish to hasten it who believe not in it. Those who believe hold it in awe and know that it is the truth. Behold, verily those that dispute concerning the hour are far astray. Gracious is Allah to his servant. He gives sustenance to whom he pleases, and he has power and can carry out his will. Sallallahu Qadim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So the believer is one that has faith. And he calling the people that have strayed back to faith. And he letting them know about lying in the book, adding falsehood in the book, establishing a way of life that God didn't establish. And he telling us what judgment gonna fall upon them. So we can hear you on the television, listen at you on the television, and listen at you on the phone, different other technology, you know. We can see you talking to thousands and thousands of people. We can see you with the big cathedrals, the big house of worship. Plenty of businesses. But at the same time, you done put your faith behind and you living in false worship. And you trying to beckon peoples into that false worship. And you trying to use it with the wealth that you got. But all the time, you don't know that it's Allah that gave you this wealth, and the purpose of it is to test and try you, and you failing. You know, we see you walking around proud, and you think you know. You know, you and when you talk to other people, you want to teach them. But what you're teaching them is a lie. And what you're teaching them is not the truth. That's the reason we're asking you to to join us. Get the Quran. And the Quran is going to balance you. Because right now you're not balanced. You know, you're pushing one way. You lean in one way. And the way that you lean in is incorrect. It's wrong. There's only one God. God never had a son. There is nothing like God. Nothing in creation is like God. God don't have an image. None of us came in the image of God. That's another lie. I know, I heard that lie coming from Christianity. That God's going to create us, created us in his image. What is the image of God? So if he did create us in his image, you would never know what the image of God is. You'd never be able to explain to us what is the image of God. We thank Allah for Imam Waridi Muhammad. He taught us what an image is. He said an image is a word, and a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. So when you say images, you also is talking about things that is dependent. That is dependent. So that's another reason I don't have no image. Because he's the all-knowing. He's the all-wise. He depends on nothing. He's independent. God has all the power, brothers and sisters. So you can see why all the prophets were so bold and took strong positions. Because Allah blessed them with strong insight. He blessed them with the word. And through we reading and studying the Holy Quran, we can see where that they were solid. Solid as a stone wall. Jesus is the Son of God. Stuff for Allah. God forbid. You know, every time someone calls and try to address that, the spirit is such of a spirit, seem like they upset. And they be so upset that they have to curse. So what, hey man, what's wrong? Why you all upset? Why you cursing? You see, I mean, you sitting up and listening to them, and they just cursing. spirit is not right. You can't say that you believe in God and at the same time try to show me and you believe in another God besides him. You got another God. That's not common sense. Allah said if there was many gods in the universe and in the creation, you have one God trying to lord or trying to pull what he owes, what he owns, away from the others. In other words, you feel like he owns part of something, part of this creation. And when he get upset and want to go home, like the arrogant person said, I'll take my marbles and I go home. I'm so happy that God made us to see and believe that he is one. Ooh, I'm so happy. Imagine you being divided in yourself, believing in many gods. That'll drive you crazy. So when the person talks to us about that, they have that in their mind, they upset. One reason they're upset is that they can't explain it. It can't be explained. It's so upset, you know, that they can't even explain it. And remember, and if it's a lie, the only thing they can do is tell another lie. So that makes them upset. When they talk to you, they mad. And then they come in and kind of attack your book, the book that you read. They kind of attack the Quran. And if they're not attacking the Quran, they kind of attack Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. Because they know that they are wrong, brothers and sisters. They know that what they got is not true. They know that. I guess they wonder why do they have it? Why is this talk to them? And one of the reasons is that you carry a lie. You got things that's wrong because your heart is bad. You got a bad heart. And you practice evil. You practice evil. So when you come on this line talking to us, you don't even give us the dignity. You don't even give us the respect. Let us do us. And you want us to try to explain to you a lie. And we can't explain to you what a lie is. We can't explain to you something wrong. And you know, that's where a homosexual is. All the homosexual wants you to do is accept them. That's all they want you to do. They're saying that I'm just like you. Let them know That they okay. That everything is okay. Homosexual. They won't accept it from you. But I don't never go along with them. I talk to them. Never go along with them though. I never give them the peace of mind that it's all right to be gay. It's all right to be homosexual. And that you didn't have nothing to do with it. That kind of talk. We know as Muslims that God gave all of us a what? A free will. Having a free will is means that you got power. You can accept a thing or you don't have to accept it. You can take a different position from the position that another person done took. You can stand up against leadership with a free will. And with a free will, you can say, I don't even accept God. I think that's what many of those atheists, I think that's what they believe. That's the way they say it, the way that they say it. They challenge God. Because they know they got a free will. So God gave us as human beings the freedom to think for ourselves, to use our own mind, to make the last decision. I can listen to what a person say, but it's up to me whether or not I accept it or reject it. That's a free will. We thank you, brothers and sisters. I appreciate the opportunity and the time. I came to in peace and leave in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, I'm going to work with my man. I'll ask you a question.
I'm going to leave it open for a minute.
Teaching, man. All right, Bob.
All right.
I know two people said that the devil done made a devil.
Mm-hmm.
Who do not like human beings. You're just speaking all in the face of human beings. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else got anything you want to say? The last one, come into the queue, and we will turn your mic on. And we will let you begin to ask questions or make comments. We are here to serve you. And okay, what we are saying, peace and benefit. If we said anything or we do it, we said all praise and all credit to
Allah.
So if we said anything or anything wrong, we ask Allah to give us, and we one day you will give us too. Our intention is nothing but the truth. And you to be a brother that goes out on da'wah with us, and he get out here and hear the but we bring you to help you, it helps us, and you, if you listen long enough, because Satan's job is, his job is to break up the family. And as African Americans, we might have our family close to us, but we all a family. From one neighborhood to the next neighborhood, from one ocean to the next ocean, we are all supposed to be one human family. Satan done broke that up. And like Sujah was saying, he break it up, he tell a lie, and all for him to keep his power, another lie had to be told. And then when he get through that lie, he come with another lie. So that's all a liar can do, is keep lying. When the light is on, that person that's lying, he can hide his head, but his feet gonna show. He can hide his feet, but his head gonna show. And that is all a lie can do. It can be exposed. A lie can be exposed. So we here to share what we have learned to, from our experience here on this earth and through our individual study, from our individual observing what's going on in this world. So we can all look at a story and we can get, some of us get the meat out of the story, some of us can get the milk out of it, some of us can get the water out of the story. But we are trying to get some out of the story so we can make sense of the story, because Allah is the one who made and guides us to the right path. It's Allah through his Quran, through his final revelation. And this book has been kept away from the people because Satan and made sure he kept it out of the mind and the hearts and the ears in the understanding of the people. And that's why we got all this darkness in the world. Still got darkness. Not a lot of, still got darkness. I was looking at the news today. What is 10-year-old shot up, 17-year-old girl shot a 17-year-old brother and killed him and tried to hide the fact that he killed a brother. Now, where she get that from? If you don't see the TV or the movies or some magazine or some novel that she read, you know she had to be led to that kind of understanding. Then they found the young girl hung in front of a house. All these and more stories are going on right now in America. The worst that you could think, the worst it happened, worse than that. And the reason for that, when you take God or you keep giving God incorrectly, this is what happened. This is what happened. Homosexuality, no respect for mom and daddy, a lost respect for the teachers and in the neighborhood. The neighborhood, it's not a healthy thing to see a trashy neighborhood, but it's all our, supposed to be all our effort to keep the neighborhood clean. And we live in neighborhoods got trash cans everywhere. And you look at the trash can and all around the trash cans, they're trash. Why? But you go into the other people's neighborhood, Caucasian or the Jewish neighborhood, you can hardly find any trash on the ground. All the trash in the garbage can. Why is that? Because they promote that. We don't promote that. Anytime a man tell you that another man has died for your sin, he done killed all the motivation that Allah can put in you. That's killed. Because you if somebody died for your sin, then what sin is you going to be accountable for? What sin that you do that you think you should be accountable for?
It's a lie. But that lie is out there. That lie is promoted. Santa Claus, a lie. It's promoted. It's out there. Halloween, y'all see all the Halloween homes are dressed up with Halloween figures, ornaments of Halloween. Big, tall, 9, 10 feet, supposed to be a dead person, a big old bubble looking, supposed to be a ghost in these people's yard. And they promoting that as much and more than they promoting. It's like they promoting Santa Claus. Got reindeers and all this stuff in the people's yard. Got that in their yard. Graveyards. Something look like graveyards. Graveyard markers in the front yard. Spider web. And most people know they scared of a spider. Especially a black spider. Black cat, they got black. They know they make, but when they talking about a black cat, they really point to the African American people. That's what they talking about, black cat. They always know that black cat. They really point to us. So we see all the trickery. We see all the manipulation. And this is what this Message of Concern show, Message of Concern, Black Talk Radio is about. It's about exposing the evil that has been given to us. And who can expose the evil more than the one who's been under the evil? I've been under the evil. I know what it's all about. I've seen it. I've seen Halloween, how young men throw eggs and hit, knock out people, wonders, call one. I've seen the evil that has been displayed in Halloween. And they sell all that candy. And then people get mad at you because you ain't indulging in that. Oh, you ain't celebrating Halloween? Oh, you just don't love children. No, I love children. I don't love evil. I don't love corruption. Giving children candy and saying trick or treat is not educational. It's not beneficial. It's not even good for the children help eating that candy. And now people putting lacing candy with all kind of drugs and giving it to your child. And you're going to talk about trick or treat. Who been tricked and who been treated? So we come with the truth. God says stay away from evil suggestions. And Halloween is an evil suggestion. The year before last, lady took her little children out. And one of her children got ran over by a car. Trying to participate in Halloween. She would still have a child. One for Halloween. So evil does. And all I tell us, stay away from evil. Stay away from things that inform the mind. These people got all these tattoos on their bodies. Now they putting them in their face. You talking about a scary thing in the darkness of the night. You walking down the street, somebody jump out there with all them tattoos all over their face, all they there on. That's enough to scare you, scare the hairs up on the back of your arms, on back of your neck. Huh? So they know what evil. And it's been made plain tonight. You can't say you worship God and you evil. You don't believe in having babies. You can't have no babies. Populate the earth. And it take a man and a woman to populate the earth. And the Christian religion said marriage is between a man and a woman. So that's the only one that can populate the earth, man and a woman. And that's what it takes to keep the life going. Two men will never be able to keep life going, not even two women. So we put the challenge to them. We're not going to accept that. God ain't accept that. Show me what God accept that. God said in the Bible, it said in the Bible that man should not lay with mankind. And the Quran speak about the unnaturalness of that. That is unnatural. And God forbid, it's abomination. Huh? Then we going to give our children, then we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We ought to be ashamed. And them homosexuals, them got together and they said, and they got a song out that we are coming to get your children. We gay. We are gay. And we're coming to get your children. This is what they're saying. Now, that ain't the devil. Or that ain't evil. Then you tell me what is evil. That's evil. So, no, you mean Allah tell us not the same job is to make evil seem fair. And that's exactly what he's doing with the homosexuals trying to do, make evil seem fair. Oh, you gonna discriminate against me? Ain't nobody discriminating against you. God is the one who you got to worry about, not me. God is the one who can drop five brimstone on you. I can't do nothing. I can't drop no five brimstone. God has already done punished people like you in the past. So you don't believe that, that's on you. Don't bring that stuff me. You can't come into my house with that. You can't bring that spirit in my house. You can't bring the dogs and stay in my house. No, I'm not going to do it. Allah have warned me. Allah says in the Bible, if you lay down with dogs, you lay down with a dog, he's going to get fleas. And we know that's have a higher meaning. The Bible all says a dog ain't worth no more than the carcass of the dead lion. Although somebody to be dead, we're truly dead, for that dog to be. Now the dog got his, everything got his potential of good in it. If the dog is letting you know something outside your house ain't supposed to be there, then that's good. Feed that dog. Get that dog some water. Get that dog some good food. Because he helping you. But you bring the dog in the house, put him in your bed, put him at your table, and call him a member of your family, and you ain't blind, deaf, and dumb, and crazy. I'll pay for it. That's blind, deaf, and dumb, crazy. Dog. And I see these grandmamas done took dogs in. And when their granddaughter or their grandson come over there, and their daughter, her daughter bring the grandson or her daughter over there, granddaughter over there, and leave her with grandmama, that granddaughter or that grandson have to waste on himself, and grandmama and grandmama have to take a diaper and clean that baby. Grandmama start crying and making all kind of fuss. But grandmama bring the dog in the house. The dog urinate all over the house, and grandmama don't say nothing. Have the house stinking. Grandmama take the dog for a walk. The dog drop a load in front of somebody's house. Grandmama scoop that dog mess up and put it in a bag, because if you don't, she going to jail. Grandmama do all that today, but where is grandmama with the grandchild today? Satan is working to destroy the whole family life. Grandmama used to be the savior when the mother started acting up, and grandmama would be there to help that child can lean on to help her with that child until that mother get herself back together. Grandmama was always there. Now grandmama got a dog, and she ain't got time for grandchildren. So this is the evil Satan's been working on. If he destroyed the family life, family time together, and that's why we say about Christmas, the beautiful thing about Christmas is family coming together and giving each other gifts and being kind to each other, treating each other nice, hugging and thanking God, praying over the food. We said that's a beautiful time in America. But to tell a lie, to stand up there and lie to your children that you bought toys for, you went to the store, bought those toys, brought them back, wrapped them up, and put it on a tree, and then woke your children up on the 25th of December and told them an outrageous lie that a man came down the chimney that you don't even have and brought your child some toys. You ain't nothing but a big liar. You ain't nothing but Satan done made a big extra ordinary liar out of you. So that's what we're saying. Truth will set you free and a lie will keep you enslaved. So we here tonight. We thank Allah for the opportunity to come and share what we have. Because we thank Allah for Imam Wahid D. Muhammad. We thank him for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Professor Farrar. We thank Allah for all of them. We thank for Dr. King and all the rest, Jose Williams, and on, Frederick Douglass, Noble Drew R. Lee, all them great men, the Harriet Tubman, and Rosa Parks, and Rhea Rosa Parks. We thank Allah for all of them. But though they sacrificed, it looked like it ain't did no good. Way our young people looking like. They looking like you can't tell men from women today. Some men got more plaits and more things than they have than a woman got. And they were all wearing tight pants, the women and the men. So who is doing that to them? Satan is sending this out. He's sending it out through the airways, through the movies and the magazines. He's sending it out through the advertisement of them ugly clothes that he wants the woman to wear, them see-through clothes, huh? God told Adam and Eve to cover themselves up. He never told them to take off their clothes and walk out in the streets or out in the world leading men in temptation. Matter of fact, he said, thou should not lead anybody in temptation. And that is what these women doing with all their clothes and Beyonce and Nilla Vanilla and all the rest of them. I don't have time to name. So we thank Allah for this precious Brock Talk radio station. So I see nobody raise their hand. I want to hear some more. I want to bring my good brother back up. He was really laying it down, and I really was into enjoying what he's saying. I'm talking about Brother Sujah. I'm going to have to bring him back up. Anybody else wants to come up, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are not here trying to divide people up. We see all people as human beings, and we see some in law, some of them trying to get together, some of them want to get together, but to say ain't nobody going to go nowhere or do anything to God only favor Muslims, that ain't nothing but another outright lie. Allah said he loves those who do right. He said Muslim, Jew, and Christian, our reward is with one, those who do right. So Allah knows best, and we don't. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah back up to continue to share and pick up back up what he left off. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum. Nobody raised their hand. I think I'll turn it back over to you until you get where you don't want to say nothing else. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, you said a mouthful. Praise be to Allah. You know what Jesus said. Know you the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Set you free, always. That's
so
right.
Inshallah, they got some truth tonight.
That's always.
And the only thing they can say is bear witness to that truth. You're always going to have the devil among you, though. You're always going to have the devil trying to start something.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to try to twist it and say, you teaching hate. You teaching hate.
I'll never forget that game
that you were talking to.
I really wanted to address him because you know he was saying some stuff that had to change. You can't solve people's righteous
hit him in the mouth. You can't do that. Ain't nobody going
to. Say it again. Let me understand what you're saying.
Nah, I said, Brother Muhammad was saying some stuff that was outrageous about ain't nobody going to heaven but pushing them and leading them people along and they don't listen to all that. Allah ain't never said that.
Alhamdulillah.
I call you back where I know you. You know how to take your time and dress that and show him the mistake in that. So that I call you back. But anyway, he's not on right now, maybe and if we do that again, I'm gonna sure call you back up and ask him.
You know,
you got it, brother.
I think that if our brother is open like that. You know that we should be open to tell them the truth. You know, we should. I shouldn't feel bad. And telling them the truth. The same thing if we say something that is not truthful. You know, and we should keep it. It's just like playing ping pong. We got to keep the ball on the table and keep the ball moving. So if you say it out in the opening, we got to speak the truth out in the opening. And inshallah, if we can bear witness to all the good that he's saying. In some cases, he might be saying more good than he's doing bad, but that little bad is so detrimental. The little bad it does such of a negative job, you know, until it's necessary to bring in the truth, and you can tell that a person understands what you're saying because they get quiet, they get real quiet. You know, so praise be to Allah. We got to say a prayer for our brother, and hope Allah bless him, to open his eyes up and see the truth.
Well,
you know, but
right.
At the same time, we can't hesitate.
I recognize that when we got some issues, sometimes it just take that one person that know how to deal with the issue. That we trust, and we can't just trust somebody to deal with issues that we don't trust because they'll make another problem. But if we got a person that can deal with the issue and keep harmony and keep the peace, then we should go. Remember that we pursue the one who put the best structure on it, and that's what I believe. Let's lose the one.
Yeah, with the best construction on it.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. I understand what you're saying, and praise be to Allah. You know, doing this dawah is more serious than some of us think it is. You know, I have seen people try to do dawah and they just lash out at the people.
Yeah.
And I just maybe they think that's what we're doing, lashing out. we're not lashing out at the people. When we say something, you know, it's something that we don't weigh up. If when we tell the truth about a thing, we don't weight it up.
Hello?
We don't hear. Yeah, we don't hear all type of positions and angles and ways to
that other people done came at it, you know, and a lot of them blessed us, you know, to address it, blessed us to deal with it.
I can recognize people like that. I mean, that's good for they come and check you, but when they come
yeah.
to check you and they ain't got no foundation of them that you can look at, and they ain't ready to come out and show you how to do it better, then I think that they should not criticize, but not walk on what you're doing, but add on to it.
Yeah.
And then I think
yeah.
you should come out and make
yeah.
an effort to show you what you're doing wrong instead of criticizing you.
Yeah, and they're going to be accepted. They're going to be accepted quicker that way.
Yeah. I had people come up to me, and I told you to come up to what's two jaw here? And I know where they were hearing that. Where your twin at? And all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but all I'm doing is better make me calm and say the right words. Oh, he's somewhere
yes,
doing
yes.
a good job. What do you think he is?
I think
a good word. Joe, what do you think he's doing? And once you said that, if they didn't mean no good, they would come back. Right, but they could come back and say nothing. Look
yes,
to me like I was. So that's what you try to do, people. You don't want to start no corruption. I mean,
No. Yeah,
so
yeah. The whole idea is to bring confusion. That's what
yeah,
Satan
Frank.
Wants you. And the people's out. Many people's already confused,
right.
And so they'll get confused even more. They get confused.
Right.
They don't know which way to go.
And
I know that's a hell of position.
People's ears, the antenna go up real, real strong to listen out what somebody said. But they want to see who's gonna be the winner in this off here. You know,
and another thing, when you tell them what is right, and
yeah.
the people that's going against you. You can see some of them when they think they're not with you and talking to other people
yeah.
saying exactly what you said.
Yeah.
I thought he was looking at it the other way, but he's
yeah.
looking at it the same way you're looking at it. You know.
Totally.
But he don't want to admit it. Just because I don't know. I guess it's giving you credit.
That's
not what we're trying to do. We're not out here
right.
trying to get credit.
Right. You ain't trying to be seen.
All praise to the law. Law is the one. Is the all knower. He's the all wise. Not us. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they had to understand. I said this before, but there was a brother we got in the park teaching, and he had never got on the horn, so he wanted to teach, so we real hesitant and let him get on the horn, and he was out there teaching, and the people went about their business and ignored him. And he noticed that. he said, and you, the one that got the fire stick and you got the fire on one end and the food on the other. Yeah. had to pull him down, you know. Yeah. We had to pull him down because he had got upset because he wasn't getting the people's attention. The people were ignoring it.
You better bring something that people can relate to. You come out there with character and stuff like that. You finna get in. Oh, you ask for some trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And everybody came. Use that psychology out there. You know, because it's a whole lot of psychology you got to use. In order to influence a person to think right, look at it another way. You had to use a whole lot of psychology and a whole lot of people be trying to go at it the same way, and it don't work. And
don't
it don't work. And the people that get bored, they get tired of listening to you.
Exactly. You got to show that you
love. It's amazing.
If you don't show that you have some love for them, you trying to talk to them, you're going to lose.
Yeah. There it is.
They're going
to
feel.
You got to let them know, man. We out here saying, everything I'm saying is in your favor, man.
In your favor. That's
if you
right.
can show me one thing I said that is not in your favor, then I'm going to change my tune.
That's right.
They can't show you that. So if you can't do that, then won't you accept what's right? won't you stand up and take a position like we stand up and take a position?
Yeah,
you know,
police, I like most of the things that they would say.
Yeah. I like brother. And that's the way it is out here with the truth.
Yeah,
we out here with something that only God created. God is the one. A lot say, is there any other truth than his truth?
No, no.
So we out here walking with that principle of truth. And we got to have proof. We got to be able to take on all challenges.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we got to listen to all the ones that got all the different stories where they disagree. You know, we got to be able to listen to them.
Went out that one a couple about eight weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So this boy. This young boy kept wanting to jump up and he made Rakeed angry. And I had to do just like you did. You know, Rakeed, don't put the mic down. That's why he's cuffing you.
Don't put the mic
down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep jumping with the mic. Don't put the mic
down. You hitting him. Yeah.
Yeah. You helping him. That's he bumped. The fire is burning him. He gonna be purified. He talking. That boy kept on talking. And when I said, man, he ain't gonna bother you, Rocky. He got no fight. He's bluffing. He got no fight in it. I had to tell him that, you know. When you got some next. Get up and go juice in it, but he ain't gonna do nothing. And he did.
You know, you got quite a few gang bangers in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest places, but you got to know the street language, the jailhouse language, the drug, language. You got to know their language, you know, and you had to come to them. You had to come to them strong because they. I remember one of my brothers was in the jailhouse, mm-hmm. and he was talking to a bunch of people. You know how they come up to that area, they let them come up and hear us, you know, when we go and teach in the jail. And it was a nice little group of them, he told me. Brother Bilal, he told me. And he was teaching to them, but he said something wrong. And one of them jumped up and said, "Disciple." And when he said disciple, almost everybody in that room jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And turned around and walked away, following the brother that said it.
Yeah.
Now this happened in the jailhouse,
right
inside of the jail.
So, person,
you ain't got no protection. Some of these people will kill you.
They kill you, but.
Yeah. I remember in Cook County, yeah. It was the 7th floor. That were all the crazy people were there on the 7th floor.
Yeah.
Cook County. And a lot blessed me and make a whole lot of friends with them brothers up there. Them other brothers better not say nothing about me or try to do something to me. you had to tell them they had to get that person. You had to tell them it's okay,
yeah,
man, it's okay.
That reminds me of Brother Samir and myself when that homosexual sprayed up that mace. And we couldn't see nothing, man. It was the dope dealer and the prostitute came and stood up there with us.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Man, look here. The people be loving you.
And the prostitute, they went and got milk and stuff for our eyes, clean our eyes out. And them dope boys, they said they couldn't catch that homosexual. That stuff got it. I like he had wings. He took off. I could have called him. I'm telling you, boy. But that good. I couldn't even see nothing. He took off.
It's a whole lot you go through on the outside doing Dawah.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot you go through, and you don't have that same protection. You don't have that same protection that you have in the masjid or in the jail, you know, where a whole lot of other people will protect you, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to conduct yourself.
A Caucasian female, she came up and threw some water on me. We was on the corner talking. Throw some water on me. And them African American girls finna tear light up, man. I had to stop them.
That person had to have a whole lot of nerve.
Come and throw no water on my brother. Don't let that bother you.
Alhamdulillah. So that's many of them knowing that we standing for the truth. Standing for the God truth. You know, this ain't no politics that we playing. This is something that all of us as human beings understand. This ain't nothing special. It's just for only people. This is for all of us.
This is for all of us.
We human beings, and we want a society that is halal. You know, we want a drug free society. We want to have the best food in that society. We want the education to be the best. You know. And that our young children can go and have opportunity to where there's no limit to how much we can develop in the mind and can grow, you know. But we want to plant the right seed. We won't plant no bad seeds. But later on, our children got hang-ups, you know, and turn against their parents and turn against their own community and things like that. Like Muhammad had a strong, oh man, that's when we should know the history of the Nation of Islam and what Master Prophet Muhammad did and how he brought this about. Imam Wahbi Muhammad said that he wouldn't have became a Muslim if only our Middle Eastern brother just came to him and taught him. He said he never would have accepted Islam. Mm. Not from that style of teaching, you know. Mm. So it's a whole lot that people that come out of the community, regular peoples that went through things and accepted Islam and changed their life. Drug addicts. Yeah. You know, pimps, prostitutes, and things like that changed their whole life because they heard a word.
And they
themselves start studying the knowledge, and they changed because they comprehended something from that knowledge. They saw something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't get a better religion than that. You get a religion just like Abraham got it. You know, Moses, he got it. You know, Moses killed the man. You know.
Yeah.
What Imam Wahbi Muhammad did, he set us free when he introduced us to study the Holy Quran and learn the book and study the history of the Prophet Muhammad and try to use his wisdom and you balance that wisdom off with the Quran, you know, which is a book of balance, you know.
Yes, sir.
It balances you off. You don't be too spiritual or you don't get too physical material, you know. You know, even though Allah bless you with plenty of wealth, you don't overdo it. You still have some belief in spiritualism and religion. But that's where we at. And like I'm 80 years old and I still believe in it. I still believe strong. I'm going to die believing in it, and there's only one God. You know, I'm going to die believing in that. And that we got to address the individual's need.
Yes, sir.
I believe in that with all my heart, that we got to address the individual. You know, if we help the individual get themselves together, the imam said, you helping the community to get itself together.
Because the people lost faith in their value. That's what I had done.
Yeah.
They lost faith in value. They don't see no value in themselves. That's what that
they don't see no
does.
Value
that,
in self. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They get to depend on the imams and other learned peoples and decisions that they have to be good decision, you know, and the right thing to do, but they will go against it. Some of their own decision. That's when the imam said, free the individual.
It's the individual. That's right.
You know, that's what matters. And the Quran turned around and said that each individual going to be judged by God for their actions.
Yeah. There you go.
It makes no difference what somebody else taught you. You're going to be judged by God for your action, your own independent action.
you know, because you got that free will, and you can do right, and plus, you gonna come into understanding at some point of what is true and what is false.
You're gonna come into the,
you know,
into
and some people know when they doing wrong. They know this ain't right.
They know it, brother.
Yeah, but they see that this benefits them. They benefit from it.
Yeah. They don't have to stop.
So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. We've got about 10 or 11 more minutes. Inshallah. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Anybody ever like to say anything at this moment? Mass one, come in right on your cell phone, telephone, and you'll be brought into the queue, and we will see you there, and we will bring you in into this beautiful conversation that we have.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, brother, Allah really blessed out of there. When you took me back, I remember all them brave and good brothers I met on the way where I'm at now. All them good brothers I met. Yeah, let me bring Brother Amin in.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Hey, all right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. I joined the California Science Center.
Okay.
This week, California Science Center. I joined another museum, a California Science Center.
Okay.
Science Center.
Yeah.
I joined another organization called the Columbia Memorial Space Center. The Columbia is that spaceship that blew up and took that brother out. What was his name? Moved out in Compton, named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Can anybody think of it? His name? Ron McKnight? Was it McKnight? Yeah. So, and then I went back over to Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum, because if you go to Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com, you'll see where Reuben Khatib's son is flying a plane. You'll see that when you go to the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, they click on that show. And then it'll show where this Reuben Khatib's son, his name is Ibrahim. He's learning how to fly. Now this video is, I guess it's around 7-8 years old. It's with, I think Ibrahim now is about 18, 19 now, but at the time he was about maybe 12. But the reason I did that is because I'm about ready to really enter into this this program where we go to the schools, the kindergarten through 12th grade schools where Muslim children are attending school. You know, these public schools that Muslim children are attending school, like they're not going to a Muslim school. They're not going to a Muslim school, but they're going to a public school. And Imam Muhammad told us to go and get them and bring them into like a weekend school. So what we're going to do is start off on Saturday. Now the children, what we're going to do, go to the schools and talk to their parents, and they're going to meet at the Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum out here in Compton. And they're gonna learn how to fly a plane.
Right.
So, perhaps As I bring the children into Sister Claire Bible Seminary School, what we're going to do is have them, have their parents bring them to, you know, bring them to the Barnes & Aeronautic Museum. Every other week, they do Zoom every other week, but at the other times, what they do is they have a live lecture. Someone is lecturing these children and teaching these children how to fly a plane, how to fly an airplane.
My grandson there in Atlanta. Oh man, he loved flight. He loved that. He loved it. Planes and things like that, brother. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
what we'll try to do is get that same type of program back in other areas of the country. But right now, we only could do it here in California.
Yeah, that's just started.
So that's what we're going to do. So I was talking to some people today that I'm going to get some flyers. I'm going to go to the masjid and hang out some flyers asking the parents if they have children in public school to give me a call, and I'm going to tell them.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to write it up on the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com website, where they can go there and read up on what we're trying to do. And we're trying to bring the kids into an Islamic environment as best we can.
Right.
And counsel them and bring them close to science and mathematics.
Especially mathematics.
I'm kind of excited about that, and I got my T-shirt on. I got my shirt on that I bought it out there. It's called Fly Compton. It's on, brothers. But we finally got it together, and we're gonna work this program, so ClaireMuhammadSimSchool.com, bring these children to the...
My wife said, how much is the flyer?
We can't bring them to the masjid, huh?
My wife said, how much is the flyer? Come on, so how much is the flyer?
It's a fee when you sign up, when you first sign up at the airport in Compton. It's a fee of something like $50 or so, you know, when you first sign up. And then something like maybe after that, you know, it's something like maybe $50 a month or something like that. But your child will be getting instruction, learning how to fly an airplane.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Yeah, so... this program could be duplicated in other areas, like you say, other areas of the country.
Yeah, fine.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I also want to finish these things.
I beg your pardon?
What did you say?
No, I was took for granted that he had some kind of class or something, or business online, you know, like that. That's what I was
back to
the
public,
didn't have a business online.
Oh, you weren't talking about
but the school, the STEM school. So you take classes on, you know, enter to the classes online class.
Oh. She talking about something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about the children.
Okay. in that area, huh?
Dealing with slime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the reason that we want to have them deal with flying, because it's going to bring them closer to mathematics, you know, because when they're learning how to fly, it involves mathematics and science and stuff. So the whole idea is to inspire the children's love for mathematics and love for science. You know, get them away
from
a whole lot of other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the whole idea. And to bring them into Islam.
I'm going to bring Sister Lala to give us a poem before we close out. Sister Lala, I ask you
they come. Okay. The last thing I want to say is, you know, Let's talk a little bit about reparations right after the show.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah.
Okay, here we go. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Golden advices from Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Says respect three people, parents, teachers, and elderly. Save yourself from three things. Bad deeds, backbiting, and jealousy. Have three things in you: honesty, faith, good deeds. Free yourself from three things: arrogance, authority, superiority complex, and denying the truth. Cheating and debt. Have control over three things: tongue, anger, soul, self-desire. Obtain three things: knowledge, manners, time. Keep three things pure: body, clothes, and thought. Remember three things: death, favor, others helping you. Advice. That's from the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, sir. Okay. Mahudi Biladimin Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Wa As in a son of Lakus in a Dina Amanu, Amanu, what the hawk was the stuff. Amen. Remember Allah, Allah, remember you.
Allah, right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Allah,
right. Brother Sujar, you want to, You're going to open up with a prayer. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah. Yes. Brothers and sisters, we are striving real hard to just come together and do our part as far as reparation. And to study and learn as much as we can about what our other brothers and sisters is doing in other cities as far as reparation. And if there's anything that that we get out of it through our research through the week, We asking you to give some time, every day, through the week, always try to find something about reparation. And I think that when you get involved in that, it's gonna enlighten you, because you're gonna see, the people that's doing something. a lot of my witness, my wife and I, we had a couple programs that we was looking at, people that was dealing with reparation. And it's funny, one was in California, it was this Jew named Epstein. You know, he tried to be a very articulate and sophisticated, and saying that that America can't give us no reparation, you know, and that we shouldn't be striving to get nothing monetary wise, you know, that if we do get reparation, he don't see how we gonna be able to, the Americans gonna be able to know who to give the reparation to among African Americans. He says two for you, you know. So, but there was a young brother there. I mean, he was so intelligent. I mean, he did. It's just like watching a boxing match. He did everything that I wanted to do, and then some. So we got the intelligent people out there to answer all these